Hello there.
Hello. And today we are reading Jamberry Jam, Story and Picture by Bruce Dagan.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
For my special berry picker and the two little berries. One berry, two berry, pick me a blueberry.
Hmm.
Hatberry, shoeberry in my canoe berry.
Hmm. A canoe berry.
Hmm. Under the bridge and over the dam, looking for berries, berries for jam.
Jam berries.
Oh no, they fell off the bridge.
Uh-oh.
And the beaver caught their shoes. Three berry, four berry, hay berry, strawberry. Finger and paw berry, my berry, your berry. Strawberry ponies and strawberry lambs dancing in meadows of strawberry jam. Oh, that's cute.
Strawberry jam. I want some strawberry jam.
Quick berry, quack berry, pick me a blackberry.
Blackberry.
Train berry, track berry, clickety clack berry. If it makes a clickety clack noise, that might mean it's broken. It must be broken. Oh no. Rubble and ramble. In blackberry dramble, billions of berries for blackberry jamble.
Uh-oh.
Raspberry, jazzberry, razzmatazzberry, berry band, merry band, jamming in berry land.
Razzmatazzberry.
Yep.
Sounds legit.
Sounds lovely jubbly. Raspberry rabbits and raspberry bands, elephants skating on raspberry jam. Oh, an elephant fell.
That's unfortunate.
Moonberry, starberry, cloudberry, sky. Boomberry, zoomberry, rockets shoot by.
Dang.
Mountains of fountains rain down on me, buried in berries, what jam jamboree.
How much jam are they going to make?
That's the end of the book.
Were they literally swimming in berries?
Yes.
Dang.
Yay. The end. Now, what we are going to read is Madeline by Ludwig Ben Elmans.
No, not Ludwig von Beethoven.
No, Ben Elmans.
Okay.
In an old house in Paris that was covered in vines, 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines, they broke their bread. They brushed their teeth. They went to bed.
Dang. Shush. Shush.
They smiled at the good. They frowned at the bad. Sometimes they were very, very sad.
Aww.
They left the house 9:30 in two straight lines. In the rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. She was not afraid of mice. She loved the winter snow and ice. To the tiger at the zoo, Madeline just said, "Pooh-hoo."
Pooh-hoo.
And nobody knew so well how to frighten Miss Clavel. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on her light and said, "Something is not right." Little Madeline sat in bed and cried, her eyes were red. Soon after, Doc Kahn came out to the phone. He dialed Danton Tex 10-6. "Nurse," he said, "it's an appendix. Everybody had to cry. Not a single eye was dry." Madeline was in his arms, in blankets, safe and warm. In the car with red lights, they drove out into the middle of the night. Madeline woke up in 2 hours later in her room with flowers. Madeline soon ate and drank. On her bed, there was a crack. And the crack on the ceiling had a habit of sometimes looking like a rabbit.
Cool.
Outside were birds, trees, and sky. And so 10 days passed quickly by. One nice morning, Miss Clavel said, "Isn't this a fine day to visit Madeline?" Visitors from 2 to 4 read a sign outside her door. Tiptoeing with solemn face with some flowers in a vase. Cool. They walked and then said, ah, when they saw the toys and candies and the dollhouse from Papa. The biggest surprise by far was on her stomach was a scar. Goodbye, they said. We'll come again. The little girls left in the rain. This is so sad. They brushed their teeth and went to bed. But in the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on the light and said, "Something is not right." And afraid of disaster, Miss Clavel ran fast and faster. And she said, "Please, children, do tell me what is troubling." And all the little girls cried, "Boo-hoo, we want to have our appendix out, too." "Good night, little girls. Thank the Lord you are well. And go to sleep," said Miss Clavel. She turned out the light and closed the door. That's all there is. There is not any more. You know what we learned in that story?
Appendicitis is good.
No, people are always jealous.
I want my appendix removed.
That is the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Yay!